Good morning, everyone. Reading this morning from Pastor Shiva, Lesson 15. Lord Nataraja is an inspired portrayal of Shiva in action as the divine dancer in his Ananda Tandava dance. This is his dance of creation, preservation, and disillusion, a performance constantly taking place within each of us and within every atom of the universe at every moment in time. The Nataraja form has dozens of meaningful symbols. The most important represent his five powers. Creation, Srishti, is symbolized by his back right hand. It holds the small rattle drum, Dhamara, whose sound signals the start of creation. Preservation, Stiti, is symbolized by his front right hand, held in the gesture Abhaya, fear not. His back left hand holds a blazing flame. This is the fire god Agni, a symbol of dissolution, Samhara. His right foot rests on a small person, representing the ego and known as Apasmara, forgetful or heedless. This represents concealing grace, Tirodhana, the power by which the soul sees itself separate from God. Shiva's front left hand is held in elephant trunk pose, pointing toward his raised left foot, symbol of revealing grace, Anugraha, the power by which the soul comes to know its oneness with God. On his forehead is the third eye, which sees everything past, present, and future. While the dance is incredibly powerful, indicated by the strands of hair flailing out in all directions, Shiva remains poised and peaceful. The ring of flames, Tiruvasi, symbolizes universal consciousness, the half in which Shiva dances. Shiva's left earring is feminine, the right earring is masculine. These remind us that God embraces both male and female. At the top of the Tiruvasi is Mahakala, great time, another form of God Shiva, who transcends and devours time. The snake adorning Shiva's body symbolizes Kundalini, the spiritual force within the spine. There's a quote I remembered from the Upanishads. It's in Dancing with Shiva, Lesson 97. The Lord God, all-pervading and omnipresent, dwells in the hearts of all beings. Full of grace, he ultimately gives liberation to all creatures by turning their faces toward himself. That's the idea of the raised foot, Anugraha. Ultimately, we turn toward God. Initially, we're looking at the world, but eventually we turn toward God. That's what it's symbolizing, the feet. Another way of saying that is we need to have a certain amount of experience in the world. Gurudeva describes it in his definition of moksha as fulfill all dharmas. But we have to do a lot of different things if we're going to fulfill all dharmas. It means we do different types of activities through different births. We fulfill all the different kinds of dharmas, and by doing that, we mature the soul. Oh, experience matures the soul by taking the world seriously, taking ourselves seriously as an individual. We accomplish things, and we mature the soul, and then we reach a certain point where Shiva kind of adjusts our angle, turns us more toward himself. And then we start doing more purely religious practices with that state of consciousness. One of the places Gurudeva describes the dance of Shiva is in the introduction to each of the trilogy in the section on the Master Course. Having the self as a point of reality reference and not the material things, with the life force constantly flooding through these nerve currents, meaning you are actually seeing what you are doing as part of the cosmic dance of Shiva, as the energy of Shiva flows in and through you. Then I took the quote from Yogaswami. He has a Mahavakyam, Sarvam Stephen Sale, Shiva is doing it all. Oh, that's a certain type of surrender that comes through karma yoga or selfless service. We can eventually reach the point where we see Shiva's the doer. It's his dance working through me. It's not me. I'm only doing this because Shiva's dancing. If Shiva stopped dancing, I couldn't do anything. So because Shiva's dancing, creating movement, I'm moving. Therefore, my movement is Shiva's movement, kind of surrender. And it points out the opposite, which is a worldly position of willfulness. When we're trying to get what we want from the world to make us happy, quite often it doesn't work out. And what happens when it doesn't work out? Are we happy? No. We're very attached to it working out. So it doesn't work out, and depending on our nature, we get frustrated. If we have a more fiery nature, we'll get angry. Different reactions when our personal will doesn't work out. Whereas if we blend with the dance of Shiva, Gurudeva points out in the paragraph, then we look at it differently. We realize that everything we want won't happen. And Gurudeva gives two reasons. One, he says, is our own karma can block it. It's just not in our karma for that to manifest at this time in our life. It's just not possible. And instead of getting mad at the world, if we're flowing with the dance of Shiva, then we see it as what's natural for our life at this time. The other idea was an unnatural or an untimely concept. And then the other point Gurudeva makes is Shiva may be turning us in a slightly different direction, which reminds me of the quote, you know, turning toward God. So Shiva may be turning our life a little bit, and therefore what we wanted to happen isn't happening because of Shiva's guiding us another way. Because ultimately, we want the anugraha to be strong and religious practices to be strong. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Om Namah Shivaya.